Heather Duplessy-Allen.
17 past five. Now, it turns out that the person who vandalised the rainbow crossing on Auckland's K Road is married to Brian Tamaki's granddaughter. 31-year-old Ford O'Connor appeared in court today and pleaded guilty. He was convicted and discharged, and he must pay just over $16,000 to restore the crossing. Now, Brian Tamaki appeared by his grandson-in-law's side outside court this morning. Brian, hello.
Hi.
Is he sorry?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Is he sorry?
Who's sorry?
Is Ford O'Connor sorry?
Well, when you do have a protest action like that, you're not sorry to actually get the attention of the councils who are listening. And that was that parents did not like drag queens storytelling to their kids in public libraries paid by the councils with the ratepayers' money. Okay. There you go.
Will he do it again?
Sorry?
Will he do it again? Will he protest again like this?
Well, he probably won't, would he? Because he's now got a conviction, which is interesting considering the Te Papa debacle, and they haven't even been brought to court, and that was more severe.
I think that's a matter of process, isn't it, Brian? Because those guys have pleaded not guilty, whereas Ford has pleaded guilty.
They're not guilty. Didn't we all see it? The police watched it happen.
Yeah, but that's how court works, right?
Anyway, let's get back to this. I don't think the public really like drag queens teaching their children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, in my case. And neither is the relationships and sexuality education bill being removed like Winston and this new coalition promise. And so these are the things that bother us as parents. We don't like that. We don't like this being pushed on us and forced on us. They are free to do what they want with their lives and how they want to behave. But when it's forced on us in every sphere of society we look, we are rainbow washed. And we've just had enough, that's all.
Brian, it sounds to me like you're okay with what Ford O'Connor's done.
No, I said, I said to him when we finished in Gisborne and we were right there and owned up to that, that's about it, no more. And so I was surprised the next day, and I found out, like everybody else, that someone had done K Road. And then, of course, as the day progressed, I found out who it was. So when I was asked early on, I didn't know who did it.
Did you tell him off?
I was upset because he's the father of my great-grandchildren, and I did not want him. He's got a clean slate. He's not that sort of boy. He's got his own business.
And it's a bad example for kids, isn't it?
Well, yeah. It's not good when you have to go to that extreme level of getting attention of the people you trust to listen to the public, and they're not listening.
Can he afford to pay the fine?
Well, you know what? We barely got off out of the court and somebody sent $5,000 because of a friend, and some other people now are hopping up and saying, hey, we'll pay for this. This is rubbish. They don't like it. This is not right that you should be paying that amount.
Brian, do you intend to tell your followers at Destiny Church to cut this out and stop doing it?
Why? Why would we cut it out if they don't cut out all of this nonsense?
No, I take your point. You're still upset about something that's continuing to happen, but do you intend to tell your people to stop doing this, or do you expect that more of this is going to happen?
Well, I don't know, really. I can't say. I mean, I can't tell people. I can just encourage them to say, well, this is what's wrong in society. This is something that we need to stand up to and be a voice for the silent supporters.
I mean, this is partly your fault, though, because you guys did it in Gisborne. Right now, everybody's doing what you did.
You know what? I reckon that if people now see that somebody is finally standing up to a certain minority group where everybody else is afraid, I think we're doing a good thing for our children's future and for parents.
Brian, thank you. Appreciate your time. Brian Tamaki, Destiny Church leader.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.